predominantly rather dark exterior, but quite bright interiors. You obviously had your own room there and slept in and were fed as part of it. I don't think you had to pay for your food. I don't remember paying for my food in those days. And if you were up in the night, then there was always a kitchen staff who would happily cook you bacon and egg whatever time of the day or night. it was a living in post. My wife and I had a little bed sit in Stoke Newington, and I had a motorcycle and came to work on my motorbike.